1-800-373-5527. If you're outside of our local calling range, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So stay tuned. Martha's four-step flea plan is next. Then we'll be back with more of Vet Sunday. We'll talk about the endocrine immune imbalance, and we will entertain your animal and human medical care questions. In the third hour of today's show, we're going to talk about birds and see if we can't help Molly with Avian Sanctuary and all their behavior and physical problems they got going on with the birds they rescue. So stay with us. Animal World continues here until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha with another Animal World tip. With the warmer weather coming, something I'm sure we'd all rather not think about, fleas. But if you want to keep fleas off your animal friends and out of your house, and if you'd prefer to do that holistically with all natural stuff rather than with toxic chemicals, now is the time to get prepared and start paying attention. The good news is, it's not difficult or majorly time-consuming to keep your animals and living environment flea-free, naturally. But you do need to know what you're doing, and there are four steps involved for complete success. Step one is preventative and involves making your dog or cat friend unattractive to fleas. Fleas are not attracted to healthy animals. They like animals that are unhealthy and physically out of balance, and one of the most important factors keeping your animals healthy is what you feed them. I recommend you start by feeding the highest quality, all-natural diet you can. This can consist of processed, dry and or canned, dehydrated, home-cooked, raw, or a combination of several of these types of food. Whatever you choose to feed, I suggest you add the Missing Link supplement to provide what's missing in the foods themselves, especially the omega-3 and 6 oils, essential for healthy skin. For critical flea months, say May through October or November, you can add a supplement to your dog or cat's food to help repel fleas. Bodyguard, a yeast and sulfur formula, and Vetline, yeast and garlic, are two products that I have found to be successful. Some animals may require additional supplementation to be healthy, like antioxidants, probiotics, or digestive enzymes. A good holistic veterinarian can help you get this right. The better you feed your animal friends, the healthier and less attractive to fleas they're going to be. Step two is to get rid of fleas on your animals and then keep them off. At this time of year, unless your situation is an unusual exception, you have no fleas on your animals yet. So right now, this step is all about paying attention and prevention, so the fleas don't get a jump on you and get established in your home and yard. If you allow your animals to leave your environment or take them off your property, especially if it's to a potential flea area, like a dog park, it's a good idea to spritz them with a natural herbal flea repellent spray. My favorites are products made with Erigeron, also known as fleabane or neem. You can get these products from holistic vets or naturally inclined pet stores. I spritz Annie Golden Retriever before we go to a questionable area, and sometimes again before we come home. During flea season, which begins any time now, it's a good idea to do your regular flea checks on all your animals. Running a flea comb through your dog or cat's fur is one way to check. Comb down the middle of their back, be sure to comb around the base of their tail and also around their neck and chin. Another way is to roll them over and check their bellies, watching for fleas. For dogs with heavy coats too thick for a flea comb, have them stand up facing the same direction you are. Stand over them and, starting at the base of the tail, run your thumbs backwards through the fur up the back to the neck, looking for running fleas or flea dirt. Flea dirt is tiny black specks made of dried blood. If you suspect you found some flea dirt, crush it on a wet paper towel. If it turns red, it's flea dirt. Time for a thorough flea combing. Remember to have a bowl of soapy water ready to dump any fleas you find into. Repeat this once or preferably twice a day until the fleas are gone. You might prefer to bathe your animal friend to kill fleas instead of combing. No need to use flea shampoo with insecticide. Any mild shampoo will kill fleas if you leave the lather on the animal for 2 to 3 minutes. Be sure to supervise and do not allow your animal friend to lick any of the shampoo. Step 3 is to get rid of fleas in your house and keep them out. If by chance you're an exception to have fleas in your house now or in the future, my first choice to get rid of them is Fleago, a safe powder you sprinkle on floors and fabric that dehydrates the fleas. It's available at any good pet store. If you do not have any fleas in your house now, just follow the rest of my 4-step flea program and you won't get any. Step 4 is to get rid of fleas in your yard, and this is probably the most important step of all. Keeping your outdoor environment free of fleas is truly the key to keeping fleas out of your house and off your animals. Now, you only need to do this step if you had fleas on your animal friends last year. If you did, then it's critically important to spray your yard with beneficial predatory nematodes. That's beneficial predatory nematodes. They are microscopic living creatures that eat the larvae of fleas. They also do crane flies. They come in suspended animation, so to speak, and come alive when you mix them with water and spray the grassy and dirt areas around your house and yard. Because these nematodes are alive, you must wait to spray until the outdoor temperature is consistently above 50 to 55 degrees. Spray just before a rainfall or in the morning or evening and water them in well. They last about 6 to 8 weeks, and if you've had a serious flea infestation recently, you may need to spray twice the first year. The good news here is that once you get those fleas out of your outdoor environment and you practice step 1 and 2, you won't have to spray the nematodes every year. By the way, you can buy the nematodes at garden supply stores, some pet stores, and feed and grain stores. I know you may be thinking how much easier it is to use what I call the chemical quick fixes, like the liquid spot-on products, pills, or injections. And you absolutely can do that. It's your choice. But it is my opinion that these products can be dangerous to both our animal friends and our environment. And I think if you knew what I know, you wouldn't use them. Okay, so there you have it, Martha's 4-step flea prevention program. And if you need more detailed help or clarification, call me, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if 5 and blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Labor Day edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R. RWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, it is the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. And let's welcome back to Animal World again this hour. Dr. Al, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Martha.
Hey, I guess we're kind of running a Locate Dr. Al service here. I have to just tell everybody that during the break, I answered the phone, and
I haven't talked to Stephen in years, so that's really neat. I wasn't sure.
Well, yeah, folks, I got this call, and it was a very heavy accent. I had difficulty understanding him for a moment.
Really?
Yeah. It took me a moment to understand him, but then he said that he'd been trying to find you for years and that he was your first cousin. and that he had just discovered the show, and he loves the show, and he's going to keep listening. And I'm so gave me
call Big Steve. I miss him. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Well, he's anxious to hear from you. So of course I have passed on
over
the contact information, and Dr. Al will be having a reunion with his first cousin after the show today.
Betcha, after many years.
Yes, yeah, so Steve and Dr. Al will call you after the show.
Yeah.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, good things are happening. I've got a client I had worked with this SARS disease, sudden acute retinal degeneration, which is my syndrome, so on and so forth.
Oh, a human with that problem.
This is a dog.
Oh, he had a dog with that problem. Okay.
Yeah, and so on and so forth. And if you look on my website under testimonials, there's a David Spangenberg, who I think I've mentioned to you.
Yeah, yes.
Who's a writer, so on and so forth. So what they're doing is, which is really great, David's doing a book on my studies in life and stuff, and Michael Goldman is setting this thing up with his wife, who's a webmaster, and they're setting up a worldwide web, I mean, for a community called, like, Healthy Pets Network. .org, where they're going to put all my work, all my research on, and get some experts on, and speak to people like yourself that can come on and make comments also, where, you know, people have got to realize, and pet owners have to realize, that there is a better way, that we're in an epidemic of environmental problems, which everybody knows, including estrogen, the cortisones, which I've gone into, so on and so forth. But looking at all the inputs, whether it's from plastic, from estrogens coming into the body, whether it's from different toxins, birth control, you know, obviously for people, looking at different foods that contain this, but basically looking at my syndrome, showing exactly how basically this is really probably the basis for almost all catastrophic diseases. A body's never been set up not to be able to heal itself. And with this environmental input and genetics and everything else, the body just can't do it. And you see chronic disease in people and animals.
All right. Now, we will get into more detail for those of you that are not familiar with Dr. Al's work and what this endocrine immune imbalance is all about. We'll get into those specifics a little later in this hour. And just an interpretation of what I think you just said initially was that you talked about the David Spangenberg, and I think he had an animal that had a problem with this, with the Pleckner syndrome, and you helped them with that animal, and now he's writing a book about you and your work.
Yeah, that was actually Michael. Yeah, Michael Goldman.
Oh, Michael Goldman.
Both of them have been partners and friends for years.
Okay, so David's writing the book about you, and Michael's putting together a website that will serve everyone. So we'll, of course, keep you updated on that. Now, I was going to take us right to the phone lines, because we do have open phone lines now, and always your live phone calls take precedence over anything else that we're doing. And, Roz, I apologize. We've got a caller from California that is eager to speak with you, Dr. Al, but I'm going to take us to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll have a big whole chunk of time that we can talk to Dr. Al. So, Roz, hold on. You will be first up after we take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And if you would like to talk to Dr. Al about the syndrome or about any animal or human medical care question, phone number is 425-373-5527, toll free at 888-298-5569, and email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We continue until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed pets, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what is put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Quit feeding those processed pets, will you? Holy mackerel. Learn more about it at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays at 1 p.m. for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio on Thursdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150. And check out Robin's new Reiki Healing Energy Portal at robinalexis.com.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality, all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. No processed pets in their food. Okay. All of their products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feel-A-Day all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canada.com for more information.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on the second hour of our Labor Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And sometimes, you know, I just got to make sure you're paying attention. Good. Well, that's Sandy's fault, isn't it, Gary?
Yes, obviously.
I mean, obviously, Wysong and Canada don't have processed pets in their food, but anyway, never mind.
Is it dark in here?
It's dark in here, dark outside, and the bottom fell out of the clouds, too.
Wow.
Let's send this rain to California. Put out
yes.
the wildfires. What do you say? All right, it is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Well, let's get back. Dr. Al's online, and let us go to Riverside, California. I'm not sure where that is, and talk to Roz. Good morning, Roz. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al.
Good morning. Thank you. And we sure could use that ring. So yeah. You go ahead and send it.
Hi, Ross.
Hi, Al.
And so, Riverside, California. Where in California is Riverside?
Oh, it's out by the desert, close to Palm Springs.
Oh, okay.
My son calls it a
California.
Water desert.
It is in Southern California.
Southern California,
but
yeah.
But you're having a drought where you are, but you're not in the wildfire area, are you?
No, we can see the mountains from here, but the fire's a long ways away from us.
Okay, but you need the rain. Well, you can have the rain. Cause,
yeah, okay.
Well, actually, we need some because we haven't had a lot, but then you can have the rest.
All right.
So we'll send on down. So whatever you want to know, go ahead and ask Dr. Al.
Oh, gosh. There's so much to know, so much to ask.
I think I'm going to hang up.
No,
why don't you start it, Al. Tell me what I'm supposed to know.
Yeah, so what would you like to know about, Roz?
Dr. Pluckner has a fabulous reputation with owners.
Very few,
but
though.
I haven't been able to find a veterinarian that's close to me that will use his protocol. So That's been a major issue. And
which is why I continue to feature Dr. Al on the radio, and why we will keep this up until we get enough vets doing this all over the country.
Because
that is the biggest problem.
Yeah.
So you're in Riverside, California. Now, I assume that you have checked out Dr. Al's website, drpleckner.com, and you checked the vet list, and there isn't anyone in your area?
Right. Nobody in the area. I've bred Dobermans for a total of probably 40 years.
Ah, so you're a Doberman breeder.
Mm-hmm, but now I'm retired.
Oh, okay.
And I'm down to my two old dogs.
Ah, so what's going on with your dog friends?
So I have one. I overheard the conversation of spider bites.
Yeah.
And my male, who is 8 years old, but in very good condition physically, runs all over town. Not all over town. The half acre.
Yeah.
But he apparently did get a spider bite.
Yeah.
Because he came in one afternoon and he had a swelling the size of about a 5-inch pancake on his hip.
Mm.
I thought, oh my gosh. So I popped a couple of Benadryl in him, and the next morning I thought, wow, he's got to go to the vet. So I ran him to a local vet and they gave him an injection and what have you. But I had learned that Dr. Pleckner had gotten into the L.A. area again for been a while, so I called a friend who knew him, and they told me what hospital it was, so I called. So then I believe in his work totally and his protocol. So I made an appointment and went on down. I wanted to verify that this vet out here had done the right thing.
So you found out where Dr. Al is practicing now. Is it within a travel range for you? Can you go?
Yes.
Well, it's, then you can have Dr. Al treat your dogs.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's about an hour without traffic. Not bad at all. I don't even mind the traffic. It's worth it because of the change in the health of this dog.
You've already connected with Dr. Al, and he's
treating this dog right now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's just been
Is it your 8-year-old male Doberman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this an unneutered male Doberman?
This is the other problem. I want to tell everybody, if they have any kind of a problem, find either Dr. Pleckner or someone that'll do the work. This dog was not neutered. I was going to use him for breeding. I done all the various tests that I do on the dog.
Uh-huh.
And he was a gorgeous animal, though I couldn't show him because he had one undescended testicle.
Ah, okay.
But he... He had various things that I recognized as immune system problem.
Like
so
what?
I wasn't going to breed him. He had inside of a Doberman's ear is normally very smooth, almost moist, almost waxy, but it isn't. And it's not. It's just nice and smooth. His is dry, rough, and that was different. His coat was thick, but it was dull, oily, but not shiny.
Uh-huh.
He had a very sensitive stomach. Again, after 40 years, I'm going, this dog is a mess. And though his mother was from a whole, 30 years of testing, I went outside to one of the top champions, and so we got one messed up dog here. And Al was retired, and I thought, what am I going to do? I can't find anybody. I took books to local vets here, marking some pages. Please consider doing this on this dog. There's something wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, no way. You can't use that stuff for a long term. It's easy to treat, So my dog has been uncomfortable all these years, and I was leery of neutering him. I just didn't have a good feeling for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But when he started having chronic prostatitis, we have dog breeders on either side of us, he was just they'd give him medicine, he'd get better, and then he'd come right back. One morning I went in to the bedroom and where he was sleeping, and there was a pool of blood, and I said, it's happening. I've got to do it. So I took him to my local vet. They did the neutering, and I got him home, and he was leaking urine instantly. I mean, it was just like they'd done something wrong.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have him in the house. It was that bad. But this is my favorite Doberman in my lifetime of breeding. This was the once-in-a-lifetime companion. And, in fact, his litter was bottle-fed, so that, yeah, we were really bonded. And I had he'd been a house dog so all his life, and now I had to either have him in the garage or outside. And he'd stand looking in. It was awful. Just for that problem, which I thought was, you know, probably not curable. But somebody, like, say, a friend had let me know, Dr. Fleckner's back at work, and we found him, and I took him in, and he did the EI panel.
Yeah, the EI1 blood test panel.
Uh-huh, right. And, wow, he was out of whack. So we put him on Dr. Fleckner's treatment protocol, mm-hmm. and we had no change. And I was devastated.
Mm-hmm.
I called up Dr. Fleckner almost crying, saying, it's not working. He's going to have to be an outside dog. I can't stand it. You know, he said, mm-hmm. Oh, Roz, bring him back in. And so he gave him an injection, and in less than a week, he was fine. The dog is fine. So he gave him a series of the injections. I don't remember how many there were, two or three, Dr. Fleckner, I don't recall. Then he said, now we'll put him on the pills. And because he was just so totally messed up.
His IgAs were too low.
Yeah, sometimes they have to be on injectable medication initially until their intestinal tract is healthy enough to absorb mm-hmm. the oral form. That sounds like that was the case with your dog.
That sounds like that.
But
case.
Once he got the injectable cortisol mm-hmm. along with the thyroid, and I assume that uh-huh. you were feeding hypoallergenic diet,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the signs and symptoms went away?
Yes. His ears now inside, he used to shake his head.
Right.
And the vets would treat him, put this medicine in it. Didn't ever help. But so they weren't really infected. I don't know what that was. But anyway, it's all gone. It's nice. Smooth,
nice normal ears again.
Normal ears again. He doesn't shake his head.
And what about the leaky urine in the
process? And the leaky urine went away.
Yay!
So it wasn't an accident. It was something now missing, you know, some hormone.
Wow.
But anyway, his IgA, was like way down, low 50s, something like that. And so...
Yeah, IgA is the antibody that keeps mucous membrane healthy, so the lining of the intestinal tract, gums, and that kind of stuff. So when that's very low, then you get those intestinal problems.
Mm-hmm. But he's good. He eats stuff now, because he also, that's another thing, he also had a super sensitive stomach. If you gave him a different biscuit, he'd get diarrhea. I mean, he had to have exactly the food. And that's it.
So now that's changed. He can better tolerate.
All
it's all changed.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has the dog been on the treatment protocol?
He's been on it. When did you get back into L.A., Dr. Fleckner? I think that'd be about 3 months. But he's been down seeing you. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But once we got the injection, like say two or three of those. Then we put him on the pills. He's maintained just fine.
Well, that's fabulous.
He had a horrible, mm-hmm. horrible coat, opposite of what you would think of. He had a real thick coat, but it was real oily.
Yeah, greasy. Greasy, but not shiny.
Greasy, not shiny.
Yeah.
And that's all gone. It's
that's changed
coat.
As well. Fabulous.
That's normal coat. I mean, there isn't one thing on this dog now that is weird, you know, that I recognize as, that's still strange.
Well, that's certainly a great testimonial. Now, do you have any specific questions for Dr. Al?
Oh, let's see. Gosh,
actually, that's kind of bad for business, Ross.
Not to have a question.
You know, I was hoping all these effects would continue so I could, you know, heal my wallet, not my patient. As you know,
I know.
And
you know,
of course, he's teasing folks.
He is teasing because, you know, I have called with questions, well, like when it wasn't working and I'm in tears.
Yeah.
And say, Dr. Plechter, I just don't have my pet, my, you know, and I don't know what's going to happen to him and dying, you know. And so he's so generous with his time when I call with questions on during these last 3 or 4 months during this treatment time. Because I did feel, to be honest, I felt guilty that I couldn't just take the dog in, you know, 15 minutes down the road mm-hmm. and pay him to talk. But he was so kind to just get on the phone, give me the time I needed to ask my question, and
he
would answer.
I love your animal like you do too.
Yeah.
And trust me.
Money,
money cheapens my integrity because I'm doing it because I really love what I do, and I'm a healer. Hey.
Yeah.
And you pay attention. You've done all this great stuff, which from my standpoint is absolutely wonderful. And so this is all kind of coming to a head the way it has to be because people and animals need a better way to live, period.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically the syndrome that is so very, very important. And it's interesting, real quickly, University of Tennessee, all of a sudden, a Dr. Jack Oliver has published this article, I think I sent to Martha, stating, gee, we found a new disease that relates to high estrogen. Well, you know, I've been working with this for, 35 years and published on it, so on and so forth. So, you know, people like yourself, Roz, and Martha have made such a big difference because you're getting important information out that is real. You know, and forget the professions. Hey, come on, think outside the box. Let's do something. If you're satisfied with the statistic, go for it. I'm not. I want a live patient.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I've done this. I'll keep doing this until I die. I mean, I want to make a difference. I want to leave more than I take. But I want to leave everyone with something that'll allow them to have healthy, you know, health, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and what we're talking about here for anyone that doesn't know about the Plechter syndrome, and Dr. Al, you've been working with this for at least 45 years.
Yeah.
And what you discovered is a basic endocrine immune imbalance that pretty much underlies all chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, and people. And probably other animals as well.
A bighorn sheep,
and,
which I worked with, too.
Yeah, and we're going to, of course, be talking about birds in the next hour and how it relates
this,
there.
Yeah, with Peg Bauer.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be
you
doing
even
next
believe,
hour.
You really want, again, it's the estrogen input in foods and things.
Yeah, and so we'll talk all about that. Unfortunately, there is no cure necessarily for this imbalance, but there is replacement therapy.
A control, you bet.
And unfortunately, the problem is having enough veterinarians that are open-minded enough to look at Al's work without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And because if one can do that, it really, the concept is really very simple.
It
and
is
the bottom
simple.
Line is it works.
Well, that's the main thing. You know, no matter who tells you, whatever they tell you, how fancy it is, the question is, does it work or it doesn't work?
Yeah, yeah. And so we now, we've been doing this on Animal World up here in the Northwest for enough years now that we have a few veterinarians around the area that were open enough to take a look and start working with patients. And by golly, they realized it worked. And so we have several vets in the area.
And you've got MDs. You've got Dr. Pace, too.
Yeah, we have.
She's probably done 300 cases now. Of which they're all doing well with people.
Yeah, she's a human naturopath in our area that is treating humans. So we're fortunate along those lines. But, you know, we need to have this happening all over the place.
The world, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the big issue being is that Dr. Al's work is considered, you know, quote, unquote, controversial because it involves the use of cortisone.
And I don't, you know what else, Martha, real quickly? I don't have double blind studies because, you know, I'm a clinician. I don't need to, I would need to treat every patient to the best of my ability. I'm not going to do 50% and then let 50% die. So
right. And
the
that...
academia, hey, they can have, hey, you guys have your percentages. No, no, no. I have live patients. And, you know, that's been a big deal, too, which
yeah,
is
and,
fine.
And that you had to make a choice early in your career, as I did in mine. Did you want to heal your patients, or did you want to be the scientist and prove what you were doing?
Yeah.
I ran into the same thing when working with trainer behaviorist colleagues of mine and veterinarians, and when we started discovering the connection between thyroid imbalances and behavior problems in dogs, and we had to decide, okay, are we going to help our clients and their dogs, or are we going to make this official and get scientific and do double-blind studies and all that kind of stuff? Well, I decided I'd rather help my clients, because I knew this worked, and let somebody else can do the scientific studies. Now, Al had the same thing. It was, should I use what I've learned to heal my patients, or should I get scientific and do the double-blind studies and research to prove this, even though I already know it works? Well, when what Dr. Al is saying, when you have a double-blind study, it means you have a group of patients that have all the problems, and you actually give them the treatment protocol. Then you have another group that has all the problems, but you give them placebo. They don't get the medication. And that's what Al's saying. He couldn't stand by and watch that group of animals that he knew he could help get placebos and not get the help that they need. So he
it could have been, yeah, it could have been Annie, it could have been Malachi,
yeah.
so
yeah.
on and so forth. And, you know, the neat part about this is that finally it's being looked at, and it will be looked at, and there is a better way.
Right. So the objection in some of the professional world of doctors and veterinarians is that there aren't the sophisticated scientific studies and blind studies and double blind things have not been done. And there's a reason for that, which we just talked about. But also because of the use of cortisone, cortisone has been given such a bad rap over the years, and we all hear cortisone and think, oh, it's bad, you can't do this, it causes problems. But at the same time, nobody told us that it is a natural hormone that we need to have in our bodies at the
right.
proper levels and in order for us to be alive and well and healthy. So
but
cortisone,
they don't know how to use it, though.
Right, cortisone in and of itself is not bad. We need it. It's how you use it, because like Dr. Al, you're saying, most doctors know that if you give it long term, you get a build up, and that's when you get the negative side effects. But you've understood this, and when cortisone is combined with thyroid, the body metabolizes
right.
it out, and you don't get the build up. You don't
right.
get the side
effects.
You don't
effects. Get the 20 in 24 hours. You don't get a small amount left, so on and so forth. When you talk to Paige Bauer, she has gone through the literature and found that nothing in the veterinary endocrine books has ever been referenced, and the stuff that she has sent down now, where she has gone through all the literature for the MDs, it supports all this.
Right.
It substantiates this, and she's basically going, you know what, Al? I'm going to prove your syndrome. And
yeah.
I have never read a lot of this stuff. I mean, it's a feeling. I mean, it's pretty apparent what's happening. And, you know, I developed the estrogen, did all this stuff, and now here it is, and Roz has seen it, and I've worked with Roz probably, 30-some-odd years mm-hmm. to produce healthy, happy, gorgeous, prettiest Dobermans in the world. Got rid of enlarged hearts, cardiomegaly, got rid of wobbler syndrome, got rid of hip dysplasia, got rid of all this stuff. So,
you found all of those conditions were underlied by this basic endocrine immune imbalance?
No, they were other genetic things that we had to pick up on. And I forget what the dog that had the enlarged heart, Aramis.
Aramis, uh-huh.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so you have to identify these things before you pass them on.
And, you know, Al, remember Faith. I had a red female. She was...
I remember.
Six and a half, and she injured her neck running and playing. She ran into something, the vet said, because they x-rayed her, and they said, oh, my gosh, her neck's like an accordion. It's closed up. So we went to a chiropractor, did multiple adjustments under sedation so she could get real good adjustments. And we re-x-rayed after a few treatments, and I think it was 2-3 treatments. And the veterinarian says, ah, perfect spacing, everything's in alignment. But she still couldn't, she was still falling and not able to walk. She was almost totally down.
Wow.
And I thought, well, we've done everything we can. The doctor said, done everything we can. The chiropractor doctor said, we've done everything. There's no reason she's not walking. And then it, bing, a light came on. I go, oh, maybe I should take her down, see what Dr. Plechner thinks. And so I did. And he said, no, I called him, and he said she's not healing herself. Her body,
exactly.
Her system's gone bad, because she did have a great EI as a younger dog, but something.
Okay, so you
changed.
Had tested an EI1 profile, and she was normal as a young dog.
Yes. Because
sometimes animals or humans go into this imbalance in older age.
Yeah, and what happened,
Or a result of stress.
Too.
Yeah, environmental stimulation or toxic exposure, stress, that sort of thing.
She'd had a litter of puppies.
Ah.
So that could definitely be the stress. they were weaned when she was out running around.
So what happened, Roz?
So we put her, I couldn't believe it, actually. We put her on the protocol.
Oh, did you run another EI1?
We did.
And she was imbalanced at that
point? She was imbalanced.
Okay, put her on the protocol.
Nothing like Malachi, but she was imbalanced. Put her on the medication, the pills, and she didn't need the injection. And in 2 weeks, I said, is she walking better? Or am I just wishing it?
Mm-hmm.
The third week, she was out running with the rest of them.
Wow.
Totally normal.
Wow.
She went and stayed. We left her on the program, of course, the rest of her life, which was instead of having to be put to sleep at 6.5, she passed away at 9.5.
Wow.
But she was in full control of her body, and, you know, she just, well, one thing, Dr. Plechner retired.
I haven't retired. I've retarded.
Now he's retarded.
I'm
he retired.
Back.
So
back.
I couldn't get the medication.
Oh.
And because, of course, he couldn't see her. And the hospital where we'd been going to see him in L.A. Wouldn't help us out. And none of the vets here. So because of these vets being stiff-necked or whatever their problem is, here I'm telling them these success stories.
Yeah.
They won't do it. And so she just started deteriorating. We lost her at 9.5.
Oh, but, how sad.
Yeah, I mean,
that breaks my heart.
This is why, Martha, I say that I say the alternative must be death. That's what it'll be on an animal that has...
Which it is. You know, and Roz knows, and you'll see this on the new web and the whole bit, but if you look under testimonials, you'll see Ken Collier with Jazzy.
Well, we talked to Ken last month on Vet Sunday.
With Jazzy.
The kitty, the same thing. He couldn't get any doctors to treat her either.
He
had to get an MD to give the medication to him, and he and a neighbor had to give the injections to his cat, but
which
by golly, he saved his cat.
Wow, I didn't know. I'd go for an MD.
You'll see it under, and you'll see it with David Spangenberg's book, as he's going to take your stories too, Roz, because we got to get this stuff out. We've got to help animals.
Yeah, we've got to help
stuff going. Enough is enough. Ignorance with an attitude is not the way to fly, and death is never the answer. And I'm adamant now, and I'm rocking and rolling, and we're going to get this stuff going. And, you know, thanks to people like you and Martha, we're getting the information out, but the people got to realize, hey, there is a better way.
Right.
You know,
right.
And Martha really understands it. She's able, she's now out on the airwaves. I can hear she knows it. She's saying it and telling it and describing it.
Well, and that's what I'm just going to let everybody know. We've got people tuning in, folks, that you have not, if you haven't read Pets at Risk, Dr. Al's book, if you don't know about this syndrome and so you don't know what we're talking about, we are going to have to take a break from this subject for a little while, because in the next segment we're going to do current events and then our pet of the week. But in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll fire up Vet Sunday again, and I'm planning on devoting the majority of that hour to birds, and we'll have Peg on from Olympia and Betsy from Mollywood Avian Sanctuary up in Bellingham. She's got over 400 rescued birds, and they sanctuary because the birds, the majority of them, have behavior problems and physical problems that don't allow them to be adopted out. So we're going to see if we can't help Betsy out. She's very interested in knowing about this and what Peg's doing with the food and birds and making changes. And I suspect, Dr. Al, that when we start with Betsy, I don't think she's had a chance. I know she hasn't read the book. I don't think she's had a chance to do any reading up on the imbalance. So I think we'll have to start with explaining to her what this imbalance is all about and go through the basics, and then we'll branch off into the bird stuff. So,
Peg will tell her about estrogen.
Well, we're going to talk about that, but I think we're going to have to go through the basics of the imbalance and what it's all about. So any of you that are listening that don't know exactly what we're talking about, we will cover that in the next hour. So, Roz, I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for the opportunity to share some success stories.
Oh, absolutely.
Because to me, if the vet says, well, there's nothing more I can do, and don't be worried. Try the method that works. And what's interesting is these birds have, you know, temperament issues where they can't be placed. I've seen that in dogs, too, where the vet had, Dr. Fleckner has fixed the dog that was biting his owner.
A lot of it's food with too much estrogen.
All right. Well, all right, you guys, we got to wrap things up. So, Roz, thanks for calling. You call us on Vet Sunday anytime. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you. And you call us anytime.
Okay.
And, Dr. Al, you're going to hold on. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And then we'll do current events, pet of the week. And then we've got another full hour of Animal World and Vet Sunday. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Darla Ruers wanted to be a veterinarian since the age of five. Always an empath, natural healer, and visionary artist, Darla wanted to give a voice to the animals and be their advocate on the most gentle, heart-centered, true-feeling way. Her interest in shamanism, plant medicines, and diverse healing forms led her to open the Ancient Arts Healing Arts Center for Pets and People located in Fremont. There is a very tangible link between the symptoms we see in animals and the people they live with, and Dr. Ruers treats the animals, helping their caretakers bring awareness to their part in the wellness. Darla teaches Qigong and art meditation to the humans to help them help their pets. A licensed veterinarian in Washington, Dr. Ruers has been certified in veterinary acupuncture and has practiced alternative therapies on domestic and exotic species since 2002. She has been doing house calls and office visits in the greater Puget Sound area since 2005. For more information, go to ancientartsvet.com or call 206-547-1025. That's 206-547-1025. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including Reiki Level 1 for Animals with Polly Klein on September 19th. Now's the time to enroll in the distance learning program to prepare for fall classes. For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Feed your mind and your body and spirit will follow. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our Labor Day edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon, and we're here every Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And right now, in keeping with tradition here on Animal World, it is time for current events. All right. Speaking of entertainment, on the current events list this week, oh, good entertainment. Next Saturday, Swift Night Out. Remember, I've talked to you about this a bunch of times. The Swift birds that collect and funnel their way into the chimney at the Frank Wagner School in Monroe. That's happening. It's the time of year. They do it twice a year in the spring and in the fall. And that's going on now. And next Saturday is Swift Night Out. Saturday the 12th from 5 p.m. to dusk at Frank Wagner School on Main Street in Monroe. Having a little party, kind of gathering up there. There'll be a lot of vendor booths and education and just a lot of fun, and everybody gathers on the front lawn to watch the Swifts make their way into the chimney. Now, I've never actually seen it in person. I've only seen the photographs, and it's on my calendar. I'm going to do my very best to get up there next Saturday to see these birds in person. I can't wait. So I hope you'll join me, too, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, then mark your calendars for September 26th and 27th, the huge annual blowout sale at Jones & Company Pets on State Street in Marysville. Free popcorn, cotton candy, espresso, huge discounts, and many experts to talk to. I will be there on Saturday. Excuse me. Saturday, September 26th from 11 to 2 p.m. at Jones & Company, and I will answer your behavior training or healing questions for free, so I hope you'll come on up. And that's the 26th and 27th of September. Humane Society is up to their eyeballs in cats and kittens. They need foster homes now, so if you can help out the Humane Society, call them at 425-373-5300 or email Ashley at seattlehumane.org. Seattle Animal Shelter has a special deal going on. Two kittens for almost the price of one through September 30th. The Humane Society Pet Food Bank needs help now. Their supplies are low, so please donate if you can. Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive will be at Friends Philosophy and Tea on September 19th from 7 to 10 p.m. There's a $10 cover. Everyone will have an opportunity to connect with their loved ones on the other side. RSVP to 425-641-4364 or more information at www.kimmillermedium.com. Now, Missing Pet Partnership has a certification course to learn how to conduct independent lost pet investigations. And that will be beginning on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. starting October 3rd and ending November 7th. West Seattle Food Bank is in need of dog and cat food. Donate if you can. Humane Society's Day at the Mariners is September 16th. You can get discounted tickets up until September 14th at mariners.com/Seattle Humane. And on that game, during that game or before the game, the Maxmobile will be at the stadium. You can drop off a pet food donation and meet animals in need of homes. They will be there at 5 p.m. and will be parked near the Safeco Field Garage Plaza. Let's see. Humane Society Pet Project needs vets and techs to help provide basic vet care 6 times a year to people disabled by AIDS. So contact the Humane Society if you can help. Walk for the Animals to benefit the Humane Society is Sunday, September 27th. Takes place along the Burke Gilman Trail beginning at University Village. It's a 5K trail walk beginning at 9:30. $30 per person. Register online at seattlehumane.org. 18th Annual Paws Walk 2009 is September 12th at Magnuson Park. Register at pawswalk.net. And I think that covers all of our current events. So, other than to say, next week on Animal World, we'll welcome Sandy back from her Alaskan cruise. Woohoo! We will do our regular Animals in the News and the best good news about animals. And then Kat Albrecht from Missing Pet Partnership will join us in the studio. We're going to learn all about being a pet detective, what that's all about, and how you can become a volunteer pet detective with Missing Pet Partnership. So I hope you'll be here next week. All right, Gary, that leaves us with our pet of the week.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter? The one with the take me home eyes. If you give him love and attention, he will be your best friend for life.
All right. That brings us to our pet of the week person, interim manager of King County Animal Care and Control. That would be Nancy McKinney. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
All right, let's start with an update on our past pets of the week. I mean, you sent me an email just a little bit ago, but it didn't print out well. So
okay.
I don't know what you said. So let's start with last week. We had the gorgeous tabby cat Scamp.
Scamp found a home on the 2nd. We're very pleased to report that. That's great news.
Adopted. Yay! Mm-hmm. All right. Hopefully that's changing the tide on,
exactly,
on this. Let's see. Then we had Dexter, the tabby kitty.
Dexter was adopted.
Yay!
I don't think I added that in, but I forgot to tell you that.
Well, woohoo!
Yeah.
The two good newses.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then let's see. Then we go back to Destiny, the Siamese mix.
Destiny is still available.
Okay, so we're still available on Destiny. Then we had Polly, the 10-year-old domestic short-haired gray and white cat.
And just this week, we transferred her to Posado Safe Haven for their retirement area. So
Polly's
at Posado.
All right, well, that's a good place for her to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I'm even afraid to ask, but our little one who's at the Bellevue King County Animal Care and Control, the Crossroads.
Correct. A little one is still available for adoption, but she's actually living in one of our foster homes with one of the volunteers who works with her.
Oh, that's good.
Home. So she's still available,
still
on the
available,
website.
Still available, but in foster.
Right.
Well, hey, we cleaned out our closet then. We
exactly
only have two left
exactly
there. All right, who are we adding? Who's our new pet of the week?
Well, we have an interesting-looking dog. He has a Doberman face, but they're saying like a Basset or even a Dachshund-sized body, if you can imagine that.
He is a cute, weird-looking little guy,
yeah,
isn't he? He's black and tan like a Doberman,
mm-hmm,
but his body does look kind of like a Dachshund, little longer legs.
Right, right.
Look at this. Look at the pictures of this dog,
and the
Gary
tail is true, you know, stub tail. He is named Dopey, although...
Dopey? Bless,
you know,
his heart.
Clumsy little, the youngest of the dwarfs, I guess, is the reason for that. But you can change his name if you adopt him. His original story is that he was found without any ID, any ID tags, no microchip in federal way, and no one claimed him after the hold period. He is already neutered. He's current on his shots, and we are thinking he's only 3 years old.
Wow.
He is a little shy. He is a little reserved, a little shy, so that's why we're just suggesting the ideal home would not be with any young kids, and maybe no cats, or at least slow introduction to cats. That Doberman part of him just needs to know what the rules are if there's a cat in the home.
Yeah, all right. So if you your heart is touched by Dopey's story, and even though that's a seven dwarf, I'd vote for a name change.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. If you want to save Dopey from the name and from a life in doggy jail,
mm-hmm.
you can find him at King County Animal Care and Control in Kent. And you're open today until 6, as usual?
Correct. Uh-huh.
And
we're just closed tomorrow because of Labor Day.
Oh, closed tomorrow, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And if you want to check out Dopey, you can do that today until 6 o'clock at the Kent Shelter. You can give them a call at 206-296-7387?
Correct.
206-296-7387. All right, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that Dopey finds a home this week. And Nancy, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you again next week.
All right, take care.
And we hope for some more good news
exactly.
with all these adoptions.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Nance.
Okay,
bye-bye. All right, that wraps us up for the second hour of this week's edition of Animal.